Blog Talk Radio.
You know, maybe they're not so interested in buying a car just now. You may, especially this particular time of the year, you want to focus on those that are interested, have showed interest in losing weight, or getting more energy, or feeling better, and maybe getting off some of their medications, or reducing their medications, and getting on more nutritional stuff. That's the type of people you want to focus on. If you got somebody who's a runner, obviously you want to focus on shoes, but the best running shoes for that particular person. If you got somebody who is interested in writing, you want to focus on giving them information on how to become a better writer, how to make it more efficient as they're writing. Myself personally, I'm a blogger. If you want to become a blogger, you want to also focus on people or reach out to other bloggers. You focus on that particular blogosphere. You want to make sure that your targeted audience is someone who has an interest, not someone who is interested in maybe eating pancakes all day, as an example. maybe they want to write a blog about it, and I guess that could work too. But for the most part, just focus strictly on people that have an interest in that particular, or have a need, I should say, in that particular item, product, or service that you're promoting. Once again, this is Robert J. You're actually on my program, the Your Radio Promo. You're listening to my program, Your Radio Promo. This is December 28th. We're heading towards the end of the year and the beginning of a brand new year. 2016 expects to be one of the greatest years ever, and I'm sure it's going to be great for you. Most importantly, of course, take this week, this next couple of days, putting your plans in order. And you may not be able to put your plans in order overnight, but it's something you may want to focus and consider doing, at least right now, while things are maybe a little bit calm and a little bit slow before the storm. Storm meaning the new year. It's going into the new year, I always felt it's important to have some kind of game plan. And you can always alter that as you go on and readjust it. Now, for the best results, it's good to have something written down, whether you put it on paper. I use an app called Evernote, and I love it. It's got my phone, and it's on my computers, on my desktop, my laptop. I use that for if I have an idea, a whim or whatever, and something I'm thinking about writing, or even if I have something I want to record, even it records audio. It's pretty awesome stuff, and I highly recommend you getting that app on your phone. There's another one out there called OneNote, which Microsoft created. You can use that. It's very similar to Evernote. Either one of those. Or, of course, if you don't want to do that, you can also open up Notepad or Microsoft Word or a pen and paper. It works fine, too. But just get those ideas on paper. If you think about something great, just write it down. Get it down on paper so you don't forget about it. Maybe that concept or idea. It's something that might help out your business. But as far as staying ahead of the social media curve, when I mentioned about all the different things that are great and keeping in tune and keeping on track with your particular business, the next best thing might come down the pike, right? And you want to ride that wave. You want to get in front of that. We've got so many other apps that have come out. Of course, Vine is making lots of younger people six-figure income earners, if not more, and very famous, I might add, throughout the entertainment world. So Vine, of course, we had YouTube, we have Vine, we have Vimeo, we have so many different medias that are geared towards video. So if you're going to do any kind of promotion, definitely, by all means, do your audio, but definitely do your videos, too. Video you can also use for your audio as you're recording. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. But as far as things ahead of the social media curve, just do a lot of reading, a lot of research. Keep tabs on what the next best thing might be. And if you can get ahead of that and be one of the front runners or get involved or really get associated and sign up with one of these newer social medias that come out, that might be something that can help you in your business and really staying ahead and moving on towards creating more success within your business. So that's my tip today for this, staying ahead of the social media curve. We are planning on doing some shows. I took a little bit of a break, just did some more soul searching and planning for the new year 2016. I might do another show or so before the end of the year, but for the most part, we do plan on doing a Monday through at least Thursday show. And you'll hear more about that and promotions throughout the Blog Talk atmosphere. And to appreciate you guys tuning in today, hope you and yours have a very happy new year and a most prosperous new year 2016. It's going to be, I'm excited about it, and you should be too. If you've had a rough year, that's all right. Just dust yourself off. That one famous author said, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. This is Robert J. If you want to check me out at the at Twitter, you can do that at Consumer View, CONSUMERVUE. And you can also check out my website at consumerview.com if you're a blogger and you want to get blogging, whatever. I have a great platform I use. Check it out over there. I've got other information on my website as well. I'm in the process of updating my blogging platform as well as my website. I do voiceovers as well. I have a great team of voice actors that can actually help you. You can check me out at viralvoiceovers.com. .com is viralvoiceovers.com. So thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.